to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 79 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 81 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
Over the weekend.
And if you too have been following all of this monkey drama, don't worry. We have some good news. Punch is making strides in his macaque society. The AP reported last week he's been using his toy less, and he's been sitting with adults, even getting groomed, and yes, getting hugged.
The zoo says it expects that as Punch grows up, he'll someday say goodbye to his stuffy altogether, just like little humans do.
Some, not all.
I'm not giving mine up.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
In our next half hour, news headlines. That's going to happen at 4:30. Then a member of the George W. Bush administration sees some parallels between the war in Iraq and the current conflict unfolding in Iran.
In 2003, we did not do nearly enough planning for the aftermath. In this administration, I don't even get a sense they did the most rudimentary of planning.
Longtime diplomat Richard Haass offers his take on the war in Iran. Coming up with Mary Louise Kelly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center June 21st.
The KPR website has lots of great features. While you are there, you can become a member. You can take a look at video of performers in the live performance studio. And now you can also take care of some gift giving as well. At the KPR online store, we have reusable shopping bags, mugs, water bottles, umbrellas, all emblazoned with the logo of your favorite public radio station, assuming it is KPR. So please check out the KPR online store when you have a moment at kpr.ku.edu today to support your local public media. Lows in the lower 50s tonight, 40% chance of rain tomorrow during the day with highs in the lower 80s. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Latest on the widening conflict from our colleague Daniel Estrin. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
Did you know that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. We have news headlines coming up in less than 1 minute. It is 79 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Atchison, 81 in Abilene. It is 4:30.
Building. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.
On Wall Street, stocks finished mostly higher after a wild ride. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. As oil prices surge due to the war with Iran, gas prices in Kansas and Missouri have spiked. Sam Zeff filed this report.
AAA says the average price in Kansas is $2.91 a gallon, 36 cents more than a week ago. The price is slightly higher in Johnson and Wyandotte counties. The national average is $3.25 a gallon, so the Kansas price is among the cheapest in the U.S. In Missouri, AAA pegs the average price at $2.97 a gallon, a 31-cent increase in the last week. Missouri and Kansas are still two of the least expensive states to charge an electric vehicle. AAA says it costs about 25 cents per kilowatt hour. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.
Kansas and Missouri rank among the worst in the nation when it comes to protecting online sports gamblers. Savannah Hawley Bates reports that the Center for Addiction Science, Policy, and Research gives both states failing grades.
The report cites the lack of protections for sports bettors paired with the easy access and addictive nature of online betting apps as dangerous, according to the Beacon. The center is calling on states to implement more protections, including mandatory loss limits, higher tax rates on gambling, and requiring operators to intervene when users are showing high-risk behavior. The center also says Kansas and Missouri do not tax online gambling companies enough. Kansans have been able to place online sports bets since September of 2022, and Missourians gained access in December last year. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Savannah Hawley Bates.
A recent survey of patients in southeast Kansas and northeast Oklahoma found some of the biggest drivers of health are actually outside the healthcare system. Community Health Center of Southeast Kansas President Jason Wesco says up to 70% of a person's health depends on community conditions. He says in Southeast Kansas, generational poverty and population decline are some of the biggest issues.
While they feel very big and intractable, we only really have two choices. We either do something about them or we don't.
Wesco says to address health issues in the region, the organization is working on providing affordable primary care. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. We do have a slight chance of thunderstorms during the day tomorrow. We're expecting warm highs up in the lower 80s. For tomorrow night, a 90% chance of rain. Thunderstorms are likely tomorrow evening. We're expecting a low in the lower 40s. Then for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, another 40% chance of rain. But on Wednesday, much cooler. We're expecting highs in the lower 50s and lows in the lower 30s for Wednesday night. It's 79 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence.
It's all.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We're going to tell you about big staffing shortages among TSA workers, leading to some problems at several U.S. airports. And then Brent crude oil has reached its highest price since 2022. What does that mean for you? We will talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
79 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 5, and this is Kansas Public Radio.
Lives of young people at WTGrantFDN.org.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Well, except for the stuff we do on monkeys and dinosaurs. But anyway, I'm just saying, we report on other things than humans. Join us for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
...and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance presenting Corners Grove by Kayla Machin Garvin, a 21st century take on Thornton Wilder's Our Town, March 6th through the 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Manhattan, it's 80 in Atchison, and the time is 5:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon as we head into the newly very bright and light evening hours coming up in just about another 25 minutes. We are going to talk about FFA. You may always think of them as Future Farmers of America. They've changed their name. They're just FFA now. And they are expanding their reach. Cities are often far away from farmland, but more urban schools are now finding value in teaching their students about the farming process.
When you think about agriculture holistically, from pre-research all the way to consumers, the food, ag, and natural resources value chain has opportunities for all students.
The growing number of FFA chapters in cities and suburbs coming up. Following our next update of news headlines at 5:30, hope you'll stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. There's a 40% chance of rain tomorrow, mostly in the afternoon with a chance of storms. There's a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night. It's 5:20.
Daniel Estrin on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. Things are moving pretty fast with all of the conflicts around the world. We will let you know what's happening. Stay up to the minute with Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater, where Gillian Welch and David Rawlings offer their new Sonic Moods August 7th after recent performances on Stephen Colbert and NPR's Tiny Desk. StiefelTheater.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 80 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
As the tip of the spear to launch any potential uprisings within Iran.
Haldani says he has also told Iranian officials that Iraqi Kurds are not a part of this war. Jane Araf, NPR News, Sulaymaniyah in the Kurdistan region of Iraq.
Well, stock markets recovered from earlier losses today, with the Dow gaining 240 points. NPR's Rafael Nam tells us investors are still hopeful the war with Iran will end soon after oil prices rose above $100 a barrel over the weekend.
Wall Street investors are certainly nervous these days, but there's no panic. At one point, the Dow fell nearly 900 points, but recovered later in the day, with all three indexes ending the day higher. The more measured approach by investors reflect hope that the war with Iran will be shorter and that the Strait of Hormuz will reopen to commercial traffic. So there's still some hope that the spike in oil prices will prove temporary, meaning for now, investors will remain in a wait-and-see mode. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Well, the tech-heavy NASDAQ added 308 points, up 1.5%. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers want to create a middle ground between conservatorship, which is court-appointed decision-making by another adult, and people with mental health concerns going without help. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
The push to give people more autonomy began due to a tragedy for mental health advocacy day chair Lori Barnes. Her son, who had bipolar disorder, took his own life half a decade ago. Barnes, like many parents, didn't want to take away her son's rights under a conservatorship. Since her son's death, she's worked to get a supported decision-making agreement bill passed at the Kansas State House. Barnes said the legislation allows for people to get help when they need it.
Basically, you're their co-pilot, so they get to keep their rights. They still get to make their decisions, but you're there to help them.
More than 30 states already have similar laws on the books. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
One of two men charged in the fatal shootings at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally in 2024 pleaded guilty today. Peggy Lowe has more.
Dominic Miller and another man were charged with second-degree murder after the shootings that killed Lisa Lopez Galvan and injured 23 others. Now under a plea deal, that charge was dropped, and Miller pleaded guilty to one count of unlawful use of a weapon. A Jackson County judge sentenced Miller to 2 years in prison. The second-degree murder charge against the other man, Lindell Mays, is still pending. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Some cities in the middle of the nation are reining in flooding and water pollution by requiring new property developments to absorb more rainwater. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson reports that the Kansas City region is the latest to take up the approach.
Some places, like Minnesota and Austin, Texas, have been tackling stormwater pollution for years. Now cities across the Kansas City area are considering similar steps to clean up local streams and reduce flooding. Ton Nugent is the past president of the American Public Works Association's Kansas City chapter, which supports the move.
I think there was a lot of concern that we weren't looking at stormwater regionally. Stormwater doesn't stop at city boundaries.
City codes could change to make developers use rain gardens and other methods to absorb and filter stormwater. This approach is common on the East and West coasts. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
And the men's and women's teams at Washburn University automatically qualified for the NCAA Division II basketball tournaments after winning their respective conference tournaments on Sunday. The men's team will host an 8-team regional beginning on Saturday, opening the NCAA Division II regional against Minnesota Duluth. On the women's side, the Ichabods won their first conference tournament title since 2012 with a 53-44 win over Central Missouri. For the regional, the women Ichabods will be traveling to Mankato, Minnesota for a Friday rematch against UCM. It's 5:35.
It's all things considered.
The jury that's already been seated or to Live Nation itself. He has now scheduled a hearing for tomorrow morning where Live Nation CEO is going to have to get up there and testify about what he thinks this settlement means. And the person who signed it at the Justice Department also has to show up and talk a little bit about what he thinks it means. So maybe that will give us a little bit more clarity about what is supposedly in this agreement and whether we are going to keep having a trial at all.
Leah Nylon, a reporter for Bloomberg News, thank you so much. And I will say I'm really looking forward to reading your article about this tomorrow morning and seeing what is clarified and what isn't. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Agriculture employment grew 10% nationwide between 2010 and 2024. That's according to the USDA. And that means potential jobs for people who grew up far from traditional agriculture. Chapters of FFA, or what was once just called Future Farmers of America, are becoming more common in urban schools. Harvest Public Media contributor Katie Grovich filed this report.
University City High School is involved in trying to help us. I think about it almost every week.
And that's exactly what's so exciting to farm manager Corey Bradley, who says these hands-on experiences can change students' lives. I'm Katie Grovich, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. To hear more Harvest Public Media stories, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Playing March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theodorelawrence.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, lots of other frequencies too, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines and what we know and still don't know about an explosives attack in New York City. And we will visit the Central Valley in California, talking about problems with overpumping groundwater. They should talk to us here in Kansas. We've been thinking about this a long time. Dan Charles has the story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Lows in the lower 50s tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Programs and manage food spend at easycater.com. This is NPR.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you, get your news straight from the source every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It is 6 o'clock.
NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Emporia. It is 6:06.
Thing to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Yep, still listen to All Things Considered. It's still Monday. It's still NPR News. Not sure what's going on in Washington today. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We are broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for making room in your day for KPR. We have news headlines coming up at 6:30. That will be followed by a conversation with Richard Haass, President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a member of the George W. Bush administration. We are going to talk about parallels between the war in Iraq and the current conflict in Iran. Then we will learn more about snake yoga. In my case, that means learning anything about snake yoga. You may have heard of puppy yoga or goat yoga or maybe reindeer yoga, but now there's snake yoga, and we're going to talk about it coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, though we will have a chance of rain in the afternoon. Slight chance of storms. Highs all the way up in the lower 80s, then a 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with lows in the lower 40s.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Abilene. It is 620.
Cameras in Tehran to recruiting agents in Israel through the Telegram messaging app. That story and the latest on the widening conflict from our colleague Daniel Estrin tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning for Morning Edition. You can hear it from 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum celebrating Pi Day with clues to find examples of pi throughout the museum. Saturday, March 14th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. There's a 40% chance of rain during the day tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s and a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night. Thunderstorms are likely. It's 6:30.
City official.
New York's police commissioner, meanwhile, says the devices were made with an explosive chemical widely used by international bomb makers. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers want to create a middle ground between conservatorship, which is court-appointed decision-making by another adult, and people with mental health concerns going without help. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
The push to give people more autonomy began due to a tragedy for mental health advocacy day chair Lori Barnes. Her son, who had bipolar disorder, took his own life half a decade ago. Barnes, like many parents, didn't want to take away her son's rights under a conservatorship. Since her son's death, she's worked to get a supported decision-making agreement bill passed at the Kansas State House. Barnes said the legislation allows for people to get help when they need it.
Basically, you're their co-pilot, so they get to keep their rights. They still get to make their decisions, but you're there to help them.
More than 30 states already have similar laws on the books. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Some cities in the middle of the nation are reining in flooding and water pollution by requiring new property developments to absorb more rainwater. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson reports that the Kansas City region is the latest to take up that approach.
Some places, like Minnesota and Austin, Texas, have been tackling stormwater pollution for years. Now cities across the Kansas City area are considering similar steps to clean up local streams and reduce flooding. Ton Nugent is the past president of the American Public Works Association's Kansas City chapter, which supports the move.
I think there was a lot of concern that we weren't looking at stormwater regionally. Stormwater doesn't stop at city boundaries.
City codes could change to make developers use rain gardens and other methods to absorb and filter stormwater. This approach is common on the East and West coasts. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
One of two men charged in the fatal shootings at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally in 2024 pleaded guilty today. Peggy Lowe has that story.
Dominic Miller and another man were charged with second-degree murder after the shootings that killed Lisa Lopez Galvan and injured 23 others. Now under a plea deal, that charge was dropped, and Miller pleaded guilty to one count of unlawful use of a weapon. A Jackson County judge sentenced Miller to 2 years in prison. The second-degree murder charge against the other man, Lindell Mays, is still pending. I'm Peggy Lowe.
You're listening to All Things Considered on KPR.
Support for
people who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this. But what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
Huh. If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd believe that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. A great way to start off your day with the very latest news and a whole lot more. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies all around the region, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can always use the app, get audio on demand. Wherever you get your apps, check it out. The KPR app, we have a version for iOS and a version for Android.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight. Enjoy it. Lows in the lower 50s for tomorrow. Mostly sunny, but a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. Slight chance of storms during the day. Highs in the lower 80s. 90% chance of rain tomorrow night. Thunderstorms are likely through the evening. Lows tomorrow night in the lower 40s.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com. Or at 785-843-TREE.
79 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 7.
At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to help relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. From Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people at WTGrantFDN.org.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. Join us tomorrow as Matthew Algio has your regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
We'll get you an update of news headlines at 7:01. That is followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Steve Seal as your host. And at 9 o'clock, we shift gears and it's Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine for most of the day, 40% chance of rain in the afternoon with a slight chance of storms, 90% chance of rain with good chance of storms. Tomorrow night, lows in the lower 40s. It's 7:01 and the news is next.